Earth and Savage in Berkeley. Tonight, Hoot Night. Frenchie in Hayward. Lydia Kent and Rags. Sleeping Lady Cafe in Fairfax. Barry Beam. Davoud in Mill Valley. Dick Conti. That's Conti. Danville Saloon in Danville. Bert Dahl. Country Store Tavern in Sunnyvale. Laugh Your Ass Off. Bull Farbers in Mountain View. The Pace. Smoky Mountain in Campbell. Palace, Atlantis, and Rocker. What's Happening is brought to you by Bill Graham, who is presenting a special evening with Yes on Monday, October 6th at 8 p.m. at the Cow Palace, and Van Halen for two shows on Thursday and Friday, October 9th and 10th at the Oakland Coliseum. Tickets for both shows are available at all Bass outlets. For a more complete listing of events going on in the Bay Area tonight, dial the KSAN Entertainment line at 478-9600. And for a good time, anytime, call me, Dan Carlisle, Chief Servicer on the night service, weeknights on the Jive 95.
What? Are you nuts?
Yes, it's getting stranger all the time here at the Stephen Capen Building, but don't worry, it's in our water and not yours. 94.8 now.
A new film, written and directed by Woody Allen. Stardust Memories.
In my family, nobody ever committed suicide. Nobody. This was just not a middle-class alternative, you know? My mother was too busy running the boiled chicken through the deflavorizing machine to think about shooting herself.
Woody Allen, Charlotte Rampling, Jessica Hopper, Marie-Christine Barreau, Tony Roberts. Stardust Memories. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Yes, starts Friday, Regency 1 in selected theaters throughout the Bay Area. Van Morrison is up next. It's Macy's big sale of blank audio tape by Ampex. Save 50% of the Ampex EDR-90, a brand new series in audio tape. EDR-90 cassette, just two for $4.99. Or save on ELN-90 blank tape cassettes. Buy a three-pack for only $5.99 and receive a special stackette storage rack. You'll also save 25% on all other Ampex blank audio tape at Macy's, Ampex for your car, or home entertainment. Don't miss the sale of blank audio tape by Ampex now at all Macy's stores. Yeah. 8 minutes before 8 o'clock. That means, Jack, the problems are technical. Hope Joy will be back in just a few minutes now. In the meantime, here's Van Morrison and Wild Night.
Can you put the shoes down before the mouth?
Us live. It's we're early this time, making up for last time. It's 2 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning from KSAN San Francisco. And now here's Jack. The problems are strictly technical. Pope Joy.
And I'm brought to you by, of course.
Don't you have to do a thing here?
Do I have to do it?
Well, yeah.
Well, why?
Because it says right in your contract.
I don't have to do this. Here, you read this.
My special assistant will read this. Right close to the microphone. Huh? Yep, that's the one.
The 8 o'clock news is brought to you by the people from the 4th Annual Festival of Music.
I'm on strike.
Presented by Bread and Roses and the Committee for Arts and Lectures.
I don't have to do nothing.
Lectures, certainly. Pictures. Speaking of lectures, the battle for equal pay for women may never end. A new report shows members of Congress pay their female employees less than their male co-workers. Report is by the Capitol Hill Women's Political Caucus. It shows that fewer women than men in higher-paying, policy-making jobs exist on congressional staffs. It means that while Congress has passed many civil rights laws that apply to the private sector, such protections do not exist for congressional employees. And I guess I pointed this out once before. You know, they officially, legally changed the names of many of the occupations in this country. For example, stewardess became flight attendant. Waitress became food server. Postman became letter carrier. And they changed all of these sexist names, all these sexist designations. I think there were something like 350 different job categories in this country.
Newsman became news fop.
That's exactly right, of course. So there would be nothing to... You know what agency of federal government made that change, by the way, made all those changes? Uh-huh. The Federal Office of Manpower Administration is behind that, and no, they've not changed their name. Both Iran and Iraq are making new claims in their war. Tehran Radio says the Iranians have destroyed 6 Iraqi tanks in fighting in the western part of Iran. And while Iraq says its troops shook off Iranian counterattacks in all the western Iranian sectors that the Iraqis say they have seized, and the war of words continues. Meanwhile, there is news from Tehran that finally the 7-member committee that's supposed to look into the fate of the American hostages has been named. It has begun meeting this morning. And they will have absolutely no decision-making ability. Isn't that always the way? They're going to report back to Parliament, which then will probably report to the Ayatollah, and the whole circle will go again before they may reach any decision on the hostages. We have a potential very serious water problem in the Bay Area. I guess you probably remember that there was a problem on Friday evening near Stockton when the broken levee allowed water to just run all over the place in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta area. And Delta farmers near Stockton face having to pay for repairs and drainage and risk not being able to plant next year unless work on the levee proceeds very quickly. $5 million in ready-to-harvest corn, asparagus, beets, and other crops were inundated by the flooding in 5,000 acres of the Lower Jones Tract after the levee, part of it, washed away on Friday. And now this morning, the East Bay Municipal Utility District is trying to pump every drop of water it possibly can into the East Bay Terminal reservoirs in case those floodwaters in the Delta destroy the aqueduct pipelines. Those pipelines carry 9/10 of the water supply consumed by more than 1 million people in Oakland, Berkeley, Richmond, San Leandro, Lafayette, other East Bay cities. And the levee break was below sea level farmland on the Lower Jones Tract. So they're afraid that they're going to completely inundate and pollute the water that is normally used to provide the East Bay, and also possibly break the aqueduct. So they're pumping every drop of water they possibly can this morning, right now, into the East Bay terminals, so they'll at least have something. Census Bureau Director Vincent Sparaba will be leaving government at the end of the year for a job with the Eastman Kodak Company. Now, this may not mean very much to you. Baraba will not be making cameras for Eastman Kodak, though. Instead, the man who organized the census this year will be helping Kodak analyze the data that he and his agency spent the year and your tax money collecting. The company uses the census information to get an idea of where prospective camera buyers live. And furthermore, this is not the first time Baraba has moved from government to business. He directed the Census Bureau in the mid-70s, from 73 to 76, when he resigned to become marketing director for the Xerox Corporation. No, that's legal, because he was not in a in an administrative regulatory capacity with the government. Now, if you're involved in a regulatory agency, then you're not allowed to go across the street to any of the industry that you helped regulate before. But with the Census Bureau, I guess it's okay. Oh, we have a sort of a sad note in the news this morning. Mae West is deteriorating rapidly at Good Samaritan Hospital in Los Angeles. She's 87 years old. Yesterday, she was reported as being in the hospital's intensive care unit after suffering a stroke. Both the hospital and her agent have refused to confirm or deny that Ms. West was in the hospital, but apparently Ms. West suffered a stroke 6 weeks ago, you may remember. Her speech was left impaired since that time, and this morning she is reported deteriorating. There's another blonde, though, that some folks would like to get their hands on, as it were.
Scotland Yard isn't sure who the beautiful blonde in the Mercedes was, but they would just love to talk to her. As yesterday in London, she smashed into a parked car, backed up, and ran straight into a light truck, told the driver of yet another car to wait a minute while I park around the corner. And then she roared directly into another parked car, bounded onto the wrong side of the road, scattering oncoming traffic and bashing two more cars. She then lurched back and crunched into a truck-sized garbage container, careened off of that down the sidewalk, flattening a row of parking meters just like they were bowling pins. Finally, she stopped the car, very calmly got out, and before anybody could notice, she vanished into the astonished crowd. Scotland Yard is still looking.
Taking lessons from you, of course, Stephen. 408. Why do I do that? It's 8:04 this morning.
Cut it out!
Oh, okay.
Okay, snips.
This weekend is the 4th Annual Festival of Music at UC Berkeley's Greek Theater, presented by Bread and Roses and the Committee for Arts, and lectures, Jack.
You sound like you're making fun of this. This is a big cultural event.
It's a great time. We only have time to present a partial list of performers this morning because Jack has been running off the mountain. Here goes. Friday, starting at 7, Neil Young and the Hawks and Doves Band, J.D. Souther and M.C. Norton Buffalo. Saturday, starting at 1, B.B. King with a special appearance by Joni Mitchell. Mm. Old horse face. Tom Rush.
Will she be appearing as she does on the Hijera album?
But if she does in the San Francisco Gay Marching Band, might. And M.C. Robin Williams. Sunday, starting at 1, Van Morrison, Herbie Hancock, Etta James, the Chambers Brothers, and M.C. Howard Hesseman of WKRP. Fame.
Now, how come he gets? How come Dr. Johnny Fever gets to do that and you don't?
I don't know.
You need a better agent.
Yeah, it's getting close. I have his T-shirt now. Again, there are many more groups and surprise appearances in store too. Tickets are available at Bass or at the Greek Theater the day of the show. Trunk lines are going into some state prisons to broadcast this one live. That's this weekend, the 4th Annual Festival of Music at UC Berkeley's Greek Theater, presented by Bread and Roses, and the Committees for Arts and Lectures. And speaking of lectures, let's get back to the news and see if you can make something out of this.
It's going to be unhealthful air today. So try not to breathe if you can possibly avoid it. The air index will be 113 on a scale of 500, which means it's going to be very hot today, too.
Tough out there.
Expecting 82 degrees in San Francisco, 92 in Redwood City and San Jose. 94 in Hollister and 90 degrees in Oakland. Do you want to know what the current readings are, or do you care?
I'd love to hear the current readings.
Okay, 53, 57, 60, 58, and 64. It's
thank you.
The cities, San Francisco, Oakland, Peninsula, Marin, and San Jose.
Here's a partial score. 6. Okay, thank you.
Now the teams. You want the score of the Harvard, William, and Mary game? Harvard 4, William 2, Mary nothing.
The 8 o'clock news was brought to you by the people from the 4th Annual Festival of Music presented by Bread and Roses and the Committee for Arts and Lectures. Thank you. Jack Popejoy will be working here for the next 10 years with an annual salary of $10 million a year. Pretty soon he'll own your block as well, and that's why I'm playing this song by Aerosmith right now called Dream On. Thank you very, very much. Excuse me, I'm just going to pack my bags and head on down the road. KSAN, it's 14 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning. This happens to be a Tuesday. Black to forget it. I'm going to watch TV.
I got in one of those cars, and Buzz, one of those kids. He got in the other car.
Yeah, I could use a Buzz.
Had to drive fast. And then jumped, see, before the car came to the edge of the bluff, and I got out okay, and Buzz
chicken.
Didn't. And,
playing chicken. Jack Popejoy's hobby.
I can't keep to myself anymore.
So. Well, you just get it off your chest.
Yeah, go ahead, Sonny.
That's not what I mean.
You know what happens here?
Dad, I have never done anything wrong.
We interrupted for a commercial, I think.
Make it a little more blue, okay? Good, good. Now, bright yellow sopranos. Tenors. A rich orange. Okay, basses are dark, dark brown. All right, all together.
Orange, 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 brown, brown.
This full-color chorus is brought to you by Sony Audio Tape with full-color sound. Sony Tape can actually record more sound than you can hear to bring you every shade of color that's in the sound itself. Sony Audio Tape with full-color sound. Try it if you want your sound to really sing. Sony Tape.
Full-color sound.
So, 8:15 on the last day of September. All Bay Area bands, attention. If you don't have a major record deal, we have something for you. KSAN, your live music source, and the March of Dimes are putting together a brand new Rocktober version of a great old rock and roll idea. A battle of the bands. And this could be... Is there an echo in here? And this could be the biggest and best one ever because we're going to have five, count them, battles, one for the East Bay, one for the South Bay, one for the North Bay. You take the high road, and I'll take San Francisco proper. All topped off in a grand finale with the winners of those four facing each other off in a giant concert.
Yes!
Aren't you excited?
Not the giant, the dreaded giant concert.
We'll have all the dates and information in a few days, but right now, K-San and the March of Dimes need your audition tapes, Jack. Send a good quality tape.
Advertising for audition
newsman,
tapes.
We're looking for a newsman. But right now, K-San and the March of Dimes need your audition tapes. I said that, didn't I, Jack?
So far.
Okay, but right now, K-San and the March... I said that. Send a good quality tape of your band along with the full names of everybody in the band and an address and phone number where you can be reached during the day. We don't care what you're doing at night. The K-San Music folks will be making the initial choices, and the first battle of the bands isn't far off, so get those tapes along with names, addresses, and phone numbers into K-San Battle of the Bands, care of the Stephen Kin...
The blue and orange building.
This one. 345 Sansom Street, San Francisco, 94104. And stay tuned for more information from your live music source, KSAN.
I can't help it.
Why not?
See, I think...
What? You're not paid to think.
I think that you can't just go around proving things and pretending like you're tough.
You were in the Ferrari, not me. Speaking of James Dean, it's 17 minutes past 8 from KSAN. These are the Kaz. Yes. Where would you be without your radio? Asleep, right? It's 8:26 in the morning from KSAN. I don't understand what the hassle is. The programming department is just hanging out in the next room this morning, and if you listen closely, you can hear some of the formulation of the future policies of this particular radio station, the greatest one in America, of course. Listen. Shh. Awful quiet in there. Must be a standoff. Wait, listen.
You're involved in this just like I am.
No. They love you.
I'm going to the police.
He's
and I want to help
you. Please, don't get him. He's going to the police.
Why are we born? Why do we die? Why do we spend so much time in between wearing digital watches?
These are some of the great questions of life that are answered in The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Funny.
Like Tom Robbins.
Witty.
Like Kurt Vonnegut.
Strange.
Like Monty Python. So funny, so witty, so strange. It has become a number one bestseller in England, and now it's available here. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is a hardcover book, but cheap like a paperback. Frankly, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy is so totally satisfying, you may never feel the need to buy another book again, and thereby save a bundle.
Yeah, and by the way, it's from Harmony Books.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, available at B. Dalton Bookseller, America's favorite bookseller. Do you know who I am? Not a lot of people recognize me when I'm out, but do you know who I am? I am regressing. I find myself having blackouts and turning up at amusement parks. Oh, no. A crowd panicked when I turned up on the water slide of Marineland yesterday and fled from what they thought was a mutant walrus.
Yes.
I find myself lurking around toy stores. This morning, I spent 2 hours in the darkness before I came to work searching for the corner of Battery and Not Included down here in the financial district. I'm nervous. And last night, I realized something. I realized a vision so profound, but I forgot to write it down, and all I can remember is... They pay me for this, so quit laughing out of the other side of your mouth. It's 28 past 8 right now. KSAN, your source for rock and roll. And news. Let's give Jack one more try this morning at 8:30 following 10 CC.
I was walking down the street, concentrating on trucking right. I heard a dark voice beside of me.
I love it.
turn off holiday.
Dreadlock holiday. Well, well, it's 8:32 in the morning from KSAN, and I suppose Jack will start talking behind my back now, since I'm facing away from him, because he's always mumbling something back there, complaining about his future.
Certainly,
the money he makes.
One of the best views of you I've seen in a long time, Stephen. You know, you and I have been working together here on the Morning Project for quite some time.
Too long.
Far too long. At least according to the memos. And that's one of the nicest views of you I've ever seen, and I want to thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. And now, try and put your mouth back in and tell us what's going on today, Jack.
Okay, speaking of air pollution, today's going to be a wretched day for breathing in the Bay Area. Bay Area Air Quality Management District predicts there will be unhealthful air in the Santa Clara Valley, Livermore, and southern Alameda County today.